The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Time to play the initials game. Initialsgame.com, where I got these if you want to. It is a fine game created by a radio guy in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He said, I will buy some of those games. Mm-hmm. Want to guess the initials?
Yes.
Of course. It's usually the best I do all game.
Okay. Going to do a breakfast bet?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, I can.
Okay. Steve.
R-T.
You got one letter correct.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, that's a hot start. That's a hot start. Okay.
I'm paying attention.
It's either R or T.
It's R or T.
Tommy.
Tommy called
I'm paying attention.
R or T.
Yeah.
B or J. Got it. Those were the horrible choice of acronym.
Just whatever came to mind, huh?
Yeah.
Apparently.
All right, I'm going to go with R-S.
Exactly correct.
Yeah! Ow. That was incredible.
Woo!
Whoa.
Damn!
In a perfect world, all of that would have happened, and then I would have been able to pretend it didn't and say, Tommy, what's your guess? And have him guess two completely different letters.
LP.
All right. RS. All of the answers are two-word answers that have the initials RS. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Clue number one, round one, debuted in the 20th century. Clue number two, often connected to popular music.
Tommy. Radio Shack.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Hot Wings.
Radio stations.
Correct.
Oh, come on.
Radio Shack not known for their popular music.
No? They sell music probably in speakers?
Oh, that bud.
What is Radio
speakers,
Shack?
Yeah.
Radio Shack's America's technology store.
Oh. Yeah, come on.
Stupid.
You need a Tandy?
Need to get a couple transducers? You go there.
One thing you never bought there? Music.
Really? That's ironic.
That's the only thing.
Dang. Another store that turned real sad in their last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ooh. I miss those places, though. Sometimes you just needed, like, some sort of a female-to-male connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you have to go to Hinge.
Yeah.
Or Craigslist.
Yeah, it's totally different now.
Bring it back.
By the way, the last Radio Shack and the last Kmart in our area, same strip mall.
Strip?
Sad mall.
RS, here we go. Clue number one, found at the beginning of a task, competition, or endeavor. Clue number two, this is before the primary action. Clue number three, is an advantage. Clue number four, includes momentum.
Kelly. Running start.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Ah. Hot Wings 3, Kelly 1. Everybody else, nothing. RS. Clue number 1 is worth millions of dollars. Clue number 2, commonly seated. Clue number 3, often called sir.
Hot Wings.
Hotwings.
Royal Sire.
Incorrect.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Rod Stewart.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
On the right track. Clue number four was born in Liverpool, England.
Hotwings.
Hotwings.
Ringo Starr.
What?
Ringo Starr.
Correct.
Dang it.
I almost screwed you over and said, no, I'm sorry, so that someone else could say Richard Starkey.
Yeah.
Is but he in a wheelchair?
No, he's a drummer, though.
Ringo Starr.
Oh, because I said often seated, so I was like, oh.
Oh, no.
Is Rod Stewart often in a wheelchair?
I don't know much about him.
Okay.
If I'm being real honest.
I think he ambulates okay.
His tummy was reportedly full in the 80s.
That was the word.
That is.
I don't get
so,
it.
It's so not true.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that
I mean,
in
I don't
segment
know.
17.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was one of the, you know how the old urban legend about Richard Gere and a gerbil?
No.
Well, you're going to learn a lot.
Oh,
here.
No.
Oh, you're going to love segment right, 17. Okay.
Is this one of those gerbil butt stories?
That's the one about, yes.
It's like the origin.
Like the, oh, is it?
The origin of the gerbil butt story.
Well, but Richard Gere is, yeah.
Rod Stewart, no gerbil. But his stomach was very full of not number one, not number two, number three, a stomach pump, which seems impossible.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to tell me his belly button was a pool for like a lot of famous people.
No, it was in... It was in the indoors.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was an indoor pool.
He wanted to come into the out now.
This is so informative for me. And I don't know who else is able to follow along, but you guys are... This is good.
R.S. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Clue number one. This is a summary. Clue number two. Used by agencies. Clue number three involves a past. Clue number four, this is a list.
Maitland. Rap sheet?
Correct.
Hey.
Oh.
Mate's on the board with one.
Freaky fresh.
R.S. Clue number one is a location, in a sense. Clue number two originated during the Wild West. Clue number three. This can be called.
Tommy. Ranger Station.
Incorrect. Clue number four involves sitting. Not in a wheelchair, though not exclusionary to the wheelchair bound. Clue number five, Kelly.
Riding saddle?
No.
I hate the way you're looking at me because I have to be close.
Most people hate the way I look at them also. Clue number five, one of the words is a firearm.
Kelly.
Riding
Steve.
Shotgun.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kelly has a deuce. Yep. Hot Wings has four, Mate has one. RS, here we go. Clue number one, connected to a paper or documents. Clue number two, used in crafting. Clue number three.
Hot wings. Rubber stamp.
Correct.
Oh.
Nice.
Hot Wings adds three more. He has seven. What'd you say? Was that you? That wasn't
that was
Steve?
Tommy.
No, Tommy's the one who makes noises for no reason.
Did you say...
I said, wow.
Oh.
Sounded like you made a donkey noise.
I thought you made a donkey
yeah,
noise.
Me too.
Yeah. Not this time. I'll do it later.
R.S.
Yeah.
Clue number one, famous for revealing results.
Hot wings. Retinal scan.
Incorrect. Clue number two has been heard across the country. Clue number three has connections to Times Square.
Maitland. Hot Wings.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest is correct. That's two from eight. She has three. Moves into second place. RS, here we go. Clue number one, often connected to history, but this is technically temporary. Clue number two is based on results. Clue number three. This is an area. Clue number four. The phrase is believed to have originated in 2000.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Red state.
Correct.
That's from the 2000s?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That was the first time it was used during the Bush-Gore election.
Wow.
When they started using the vernacular, oh, that state is going to turn red, that state is going to turn blue. In fact, wasn't that the year they flipped the colors?
Yeah.
And it had been historically the other way around?
Yeah, and I've never remembered which one's which since.
Double points for these last couple. RS, here we go. Clue number one is an area. Clue number two, commonly features supplies. Clue number three, known for their convenience.
Kelly. Maitlin.
Kelly.
Radio Shack?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, they used to be pretty convenient.
You want to change it?
No.
Okay. Still wrong.
Okay.
Clue number four, features bathrooms.
Hot wings.
Steve.
Hot
wings. Rest stop.
Correct. Hot wings now. With 10 after adding two more.
Buzzed in like four times and I had the right answer every time.
Just a skosh late?
Yep.
Why don't you try getting out of, in front of it this time?
Do what I can.
I want you to guess on every one of these.
Okay, no problem.
Ready?
Yeah.
Clue number one, double points. Last round, triple points.
Ooh.
Steve, if you get this, you can finish second.
For the first time in his life. Oh, boom, roasted.
Oh, sex joke.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was a sex joke? Clue number one. We're used for transportation.
Kelly.
Kelly.
Steve. Rolling Stones.
Incorrect. Steve.
Tommy.
Red. Huh? Red. Square.
Incorrect. Tommy.
Roller skates.
Incorrect.
Maitland.
Maitland.
Oh, Rickshaw.
Is that two words? I don't know.
I think that's just one word. I like where you're going.
No, it's just
that.
A guy.
His name is Rick Shaw. Shaw.
Ryan Piggyback.
It's Tommy Shaw's brother.
Exactly.
He drives an Uber.
The calves on that guy.
Clue number two. There were two of these. Come on. Come on, Steve. You said you were going to guess at every clue.
Now you asked me if I was going to guess on every clue.
And you said yes?
Yeah.
So name two things
used for transportation.
That are used for transportation and they have the initials RS. You want another clue?
Yeah.
Considered to be an iconic and valuable piece of memorabilia.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Ruby slipper.
Correct. And Hot Wings adds 9 more points, taking him to 19, leaving him ahead of everybody else who has 5 combined. A good round for Hot Wings.
Tried our hardest.
You did, everybody. I can see everybody putting the hard work in.
Good job, guys.
That's all we ask for.
Remember when we got RS?
Yes.
Yeah, breakfast.
Yeah, you guys were the real heroes,
yeah,
to be honest.
That's right. I mean, did you even have to do anything after that?
No.
Yeah, I did my part.
Well done.